Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hit Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes akite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We say hello, welcome in, listeners, to our great radio stations down in the Big Easy at Bayou 95.7 in New Orleans. Also, our friends at 1210 The Man in Miami, Florida, and Rock 105, Chattanooga's rock station in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We are in the midst of the lockdown. People are doing a lot of things on their own and attempting things for the first time, whether it's cooking food or a do-it-yourself project. Our question, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Laura. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hey. So in this pandemic, I have a house full of boys, so I decided that it would be more cost effective to get chicks and have some hens to lay eggs.
How many chicks did you buy?
So I bought six because I was told that like three of them wouldn't survive, and I have six now.
So all of them survived. Now, I have a question. This is going to sound very city, but I have to know. All right. Okay.
You mean city like urban, not like Shannon
city.
Sharp.
Yeah, okay. City. But it, yeah, all right. So I know I can Google this. All right. But let's just say I'm in the market for chickens. I can't just go to Walmart and buy chickens. You know what I mean? Right. Like, where do you go and buy chickens? And then how do you transport them home? Do you put them in like a cat container? I mean, how do you get them from point A to point B?
So they have, I got mine at Coastal, and I live up in Skagit. And first of all, I am so happy that we get you guys up here because you've always been my favorite. And I actually called years ago before I moved to Florida and told you a story about how I couldn't remember meeting Dave Navarro. And that was like the best goodbye trip from Seattle. And now I'm back. So I'm so happy to hear you guys.
With six chickens.
Was he wearing a shirt? I know he wasn't.
Yeah, I don't remember.
No, he wasn't.
He was not wearing a shirt. Yeah, it's not his thing.
He donated them all along with Sully from Godsmack to some organization. So now you get the chickens. All right. And how
the
much
chickens,
do you get to pick up? I got to ask you. Do you get to pick the individual chickens out when you go? Do you say like, I want that one, I want that one, I want that one? Or do they just say, here's six chickens?
Well, I picked them out. I don't really think I was supposed to, but
all right.
What was your defining? But wait, what?
Yeah.
How did you define the chicks you want? I mean, did you have previous? Because I'd be like, dude,
it's like horse racing.
Sick.
You know, you never had it before. You just sort of go pick. Like, I think that guy's going to win. So, how do you know?
Yeah, it's kind of like going to a horse race and not knowing anything about it. That one looks good, and that one looks good.
But here's the thing: you were right because three of them should be dead, and instead, all six of them lived.
Now, did you build a chicken coop?
No, I bought one, but it's not big enough because I thought that I was only going to have three.
You can take care of that.
All right.
Pet Solutions.
Okay, so
we've been getting a lot of attention lately.
I think at least one of them's a rooster now, and I can't keep it.
Well, he was always a rooster.
City limit.
Right. Yeah, he was. So how much does it cost to build a chicken coop? Or to buy
coop,
one?
It was like $300.
All right. Now you got six chickens in there, and it's getting crowded. How many eggs do you get out of the deal a week?
I'm not laying yet, but when they start laying, each of them will lay like between 150 to 200 something a year.
How long do you keep the chicken before they lay the egg?
It's about 4 to 5 months until they start laying eggs.
Four to five months?
So it's a long time. So you're buying eggs right now?
Yes, I'm still buying eggs, yeah.
And feeding chickens a couple times.
That's got to freak the chickens out. Right. And then what do you feed the chickens? It's like marigolds or something like that?
No, it's they're like crushed pellet mix right now for the chickpeas.
That sounds delicious. Right. Let me ask you one last thing. Are you happy that you have six chickens?
I've become the craziest bird lady, so yes. Been my outlet.
I told you. See what happens? As soon as you find, yeah. You start telling people, then you're the weirdo.
I am.
Just the way it goes.
I don't think people think you're weird. You would just look like a hipster.
Right. And now, you know you got to collect all the cartons that you buy at the grocery store along the way until they get the eggs. That way you have something to place them in. And also, which I think is weird, and I know it's the normal way to do it, but it's kind of strange to get fresh eggs from someone and not refrigerate these things. Because in my world, I only know that you're supposed to refrigerate eggs. So to actually get real eggs that aren't pumped up with all that crap, you kind of forget that is not a necessary thing to do.
I still don't eat that many eggs. And I like eggs. Like, I like eggs, but if I had six chickens, like her, even if it's just five chickens because the one's a rooster, like, man, first of all, we're not going to eat this many eggs. And at some point, your neighbors kind of get tired of you giving them eggs. You know, someone will knock on your door.
Some people are just like, their chickens are real productive. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have friends that just give away the eggs. Because you're right, they can't eat them all.
Hmm. Productive. I like that. Well, that's a productive chicken right there.
Yeah, that's a good chicken.
You're dropping eggs out that ass all day.
Pan to cook eggs in.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, George. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola. So, I replaced the rear main seal in a 2002 Tahoe.
A rear main seal. Where's that located?
So it's around your crankshaft.
Oh, baby.
You have to pull the transmission, and there's a plate that goes around the crankshaft, and there's a seal right around the crankshaft and then behind that plate.
Had you ever done anything like this before?
I've done a few things, but not this extensive.
Okay.
How confident were you when you first started?
I was pretty confident.
Okay.
Did it work out?
Yes, it did, actually.
Okay.
There we go.
Key question here. How much money did you save?
A few $1,000.
All right. See, that would be worth the time, then. If
you get it right.
Yeah. Well, if not, then you got to put it on the back of a truck and haul it to somebody who knows what they're doing. But either way, I mean.
Right.
That was the one thing about when I was growing up, man. You could have a car. It was always going to be there unless something happened to the transmission. Because
guaranteed.
You could never, ever afford to pay for the transmission to be fixed because it was always upwards of $800, $1,000 or more dollars even then. So, and I'm sure it's more than that now. But trainees would go out on cars all the time, the American automatic cars, it would go bad. So you basically would have a car until that happened, and then you were out of luck.
I always remember, but growing up, you're right, other than the transmission, and this is before all the new cars and all this computer stuff, every father in every neighborhood on every weekend was either in the garage or in the driveway working on their car. But not like working on the really cool car that you'd hope they'd finish, because they're never actually going to finish that cool-ass Camaro.
Mm-hmm.
They were working on the car that you were going to get in 2 hours later when they drove you to the movie theater with your buddy.
Some cars now have a shield over the top, so when you open up the hood, it's like, you
can't do anything.
Don't go in there, you dummy.
But see, for me, that's
right,
fine,
because
I don't know what I'm doing anyway, so it wouldn't do me any good to be able to work on my car, because all I would do is take it to the mechanic.
I'm with you. That just wasn't our family. I can break down any sport for you, but I remember a buddy, his brother-in-law was changing his oil, and I said, what are you doing? He's like, I change the oil, like, you know, every couple months on a Saturday. And I was like, you can do that at home? You don't just go to Jiffy Lube?
But it's weird. The more you do something, like, I drove this work van back in the day to haul crap around and all that, and it was what's called a three on the tree. So basically, shifted gears. It was a Chevy van. You shifted gears, or maybe it was a Ford. I can't remember. Anyway, you shifted gears on the column, and it would get jammed in the front. Now the engine had like a tiny little hood, like the hood was only like 2 feet. You know what I mean? And you lifted it up, but there was all this room. So like even as a 16-year-old, I learned how to like unjam the gears.
Yeah.
Get in there. You know what I mean? Because you could see everything. You could have a basic idea of the working parts just by looking in.
But there's also the thing where I think a lot of dudes worked on their cars on the weekends, whether they knew what they were doing or not, to get away from the kids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but the kids were also involved.
It depends. My father had the rule of, if you, and I say it to my kids now, if you got to stand there, you're going to help. Mm-hmm. And it's a mate, you're gone.
Yeah.
right? Sometimes they would drag you out there to show you something, but over like every single weekend, at some point, you're like, I think he doesn't like us.
Yeah,
I think that's why they're outside all day, every day on a car that always seems functional as best
we can
tell.
But you always had to work on it to keep it working.
I mean, same with golf and fishing. No offense. I know you're a golfer.
Yeah, but there's no hiding. But like, I am leaving the house. Like, I am going away. There's nothing subtle about that. That is, I hate you. I want to see my friends. Mm-hmm. Working on the car is like, man, I got no place to go. I don't even know what I'm doing, but the kids are not here.
I need to go to my buddy's house and change the oil because he's got them.
Exactly.
Four hours later, somebody come back drunk.
Right.
I had to get a Fram oil filter.
Because they're working on the car. That's why my kids are like, man, you sure do weed a lot. I'm like, I sure do.
Yes.
I sure
do. Oh, you talking about working in the yard?
Yes.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hey, it makes me feel any better. I always tell people, when I know the relationship is going well,
uh-huh.
It's like, I could be watching sports, having a beer, and she'll just be taking a nap.
Yes. Have some woman.
We reached that good point now.
That's right.
Shh. Go back to sleep.
You look tired.
You should lay down.
Right?
Hello, Lance. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So Lance, what did you try?
So I bought a 1998 BMW just before all this happened. And I tinkered with it. It was a good car. And I ended up, the engine let go. So I got an engine shipped to my garage, and after about 70 hours, I replaced the engine, replaced the dual mass flywheel and everything in this car. I spent $2,900 on the car. I ended up spending $1,950 on the engine and the clutch and everything. By the time I got done with this car, I probably had about $6,000 into it.
And what's it worth?
Well, like I said, I bought it for $2,900.
Yeah, exactly. So,
right. The interior was immaculate. It was, I mean, the car, you know, if you ever driven a BMW, they're like on rails, they're great cars. But it's a 4.4 liter V8.
Jeez.
But when I got it all back together, it ran, but it didn't run very good. It took me a couple hours to troubleshoot it and found out that the right cat was melted down, so I had to send it to the shop to get back.
That's why I failed that work.
All that work.
Yeah, I mean, that's why.
That's the only point. Could you invest thousands of dollars in it? I mm-hmm. feel like if I'm doing it myself and it's thousands of dollars, like, man, I've got to get this right. I'm going to lose my mind if something goes wrong.
Oh, man, I get shaky when I'm doing like a faucet on a sink or something. You know what I mean? Like, I can put this in right.
I got it right.
Right?
What is that?
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself? How did that work out? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Well, simply titled, A Flush to Remember. And they do-it-yourself plumbing fails, which I would never even try because it's plumbing.
Yeah, that's electricity and plumbing I just won't do.
After removing an old toilet, I did what everyone does and put that odd toilet in the front of my yard to see if anybody wanted it.
Maybe free!
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not where it goes. But what gets in people's minds where they go, hey, you know what? Maybe somebody wants this.
My
it's
30 toilet.
Years old, right. It's pink. Right. I mean, like, I'll stick it out in the front yard. Maybe somebody will come and get it. Right. Use it as a planter.
Hey, Mama, pull over. We're getting that toilet.
Anyway.
Or I like the satellite dish that keeps going into the recycling. The recycling guy comes by once a week, takes it out.
Yeah.
He's making it clear.
Right. I did the classic handyman trick of stuffing a bunch of plastic bags into the sewer opening. This kept the stench from seeping into the bathroom while I installed the new toilet over the weekend. After setting and hooking up the new commode, I did a test flush. It was very satisfying to watch the water swirl down in the bowl and fill up and up and then up and up and the toilet gush water all over the floor. Turns out the other half of the trick is removing the bags from the sewer opening.
Yeah.
Really scary stuff. And from Rob Kiesling. Our question, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Tanya. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. So, Tanya, what did you try?
Well, I have a 2004 Honda Odyssey, and the alternator went out, and I couldn't find anybody to help. The one neighbor that did messed it up even worse. So I did it all by myself. I put a new one in, and then the starter went out. So I had to replace the starter. And then the power steering pump went out, so I replaced that. And I'm not a mechanic. I don't know squat about cars.
So how were you doing this? Were you doing this like with a YouTube video or something like that?
Yep. That's how we did it. YouTube is my teacher.
Yeah. Okay. And so just
and it worked out great. I'm driving it right now.
So it sounds like you fixed every single thing that could have possibly broken on that car one time.
Yep.
I never
in a couple weeks time that I did all of that.
I got to tell you, I never would have that go-getter kind of attitude about feeling like I had the confidence in being able to do any of that stuff.
You know what's sad?
I've never
for
done
me,
that. I don't have the tools.
But even if I had the confidence, I don't have the pay. Listen, my kids get a Lego set and I'm pissed when I have to help them. And I mean, dude, it's I'm not kidding. Like stuff like that, like if that annoys me, and like for me, I just know how I am. So you could teach me how to do it. I could go to plumbing school. I could be an electrician. I would still hire someone.
You know what I
don't
think?
Feel like doing it.
I
was a janitor. I really right. paid me.
Yeah.
I hate to clean. Right? Like if you paid me, I'd do it.
But
right, I don't want to do it on my own.
Sure. I you know, especially with people doing a lot more cooking at home and with all the air fryer stuff that we get on our men's room Facebook page.
Because it's next to Godly's,
and in honesty, we'll come back in here on the weekend and look at our Facebook page. You guys are making ribs and pork loins.
But it's
all this
I've
stuff.
Never done it before.
Well, you know, people are doing it or they're starting out doing it. They're smoking stuff. They're baking stuff.
They got time to smoke stuff.
They do have time to smoke stuff. And a lot of the stuff looks fantastic. But I would actually like to also see all of the fails.
That's more interesting to us.
I saw a guy last night, and I follow him on Twitter, right? And he got some cod. I don't know how they flash froze this cod. But it's
I saw the same one.
It's a pound and a half of cod, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know if
the local wrestler.
Somebody said something like water seeped into it, or maybe when it was nothing he did. It was just this, for whatever reason, this filet had been jacked.
It was black cod.
Yeah, it had been jacked from the beginning. And there's a picture of this, man. And I mean, he's scooping it up, and it looks like gravy.
Oh,
like,
it looks so awful.
The entire fish. And I was, but here's the thing: I was so appreciative of him putting that up there because I've had, you know, like anything else, you're not going to nail everything every time you cook.
No.
And sometimes it's going to be better or for worse than others, depending on a myriad of things, whether you forget about something or whatever the deal is, or you fry burn something. But no one puts those pictures out there. No one says like, man,
it's good to see the fails. I should give a shout out to my buddy's wife, Stephanie. Those banana bread muffins were unreal. You nailed those. Now, on the flip side, I saw an awesome one of a woman trying to teach her dog a new trick.
All right.
Right? So there's like those tunnels they use in the agility
stuff.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the dog just kept dragging it across the yard.
Right.
And then people were like, well, do this. Like, put a treat halfway through. And she showed a picture of, like, her husband halfway through with a treat, and the dogs are still just tugging on it. Miles is right. Like, there's no way everybody's nailing everything.
No.
You know?
I want to see your face. You know, it's like videos you get from your friends, especially if they have kids. Like, hey, man, there's their first steps. And I understand that as a parent, you are excited about this. You'll regret it in about 2 weeks, but you're excited about it. I wanted to see the videos where your kid took a header down the stairs. Yeah. Like, America's funniest home videos has been on the air for a while. And what has taught us is we like watching your failures. I like watching the dog dive for the ball, miss, and land in the pool. That's the good. I like
his
your
fish looks so bad that he even commented, like, I guess I'll just eat some frozen fish.
Mm-hmm.
And this morning I was at the supermarket, and I was like, I don't know if I should buy fresh
fish.
I know, fish.
Because of what happened there. Hey, look, but that's the way life works. People don't want to admit that they've messed stuff up, you know, and it, just for whatever reason. I mean, hell, didn't Jameis Winston throw for more touchdowns last year than any quarterback in, like, NFL history? Or just, I mean, he had an unbelievable year.
No, he had a very good year. It was this.
Yes.
He didn't throw for the most, but he had the exact same number of interceptions.
Exactly. But you don't see every INT. I'm sure somebody's got a reel out there somewhere. But for the most part, he did throw some good balls. You see those in a highlight reel, but he threw just as many INTs. There's not a reel like, look how bad he is. Boom, 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 boom in a row. Like 35, 36 deep.
But I mean, look how much they celebrate Brett Favre. He threw a lot of picks.
He threw a ton. He was a gunslinger.
Doesn't he hold the record?
I think he holds the record for most interceptions.
Dude threw a lot of picks. Yes, he won a Super Bowl. I get it. That's all you got to do to erase stuff. But like, he wasn't that accurate. And he threw out of desperation.
Did he only win one?
He won one. I want to say he went to two. I think maybe some college kids to do that, right? So like when the NFL draft has come and gone, but every time there was a player selected, they had the highlight package, right? So if it's a running back, the sickest runs you've ever seen. Either he's a bulldozer or he can cut. Wide receivers, if you watch the highlight tape, every wide receiver taken in the draft, every single one, every ball they catch is with one hand, they're diving, and it's... I want to see some of the tape where this thing hits him right in the breadbasket and it just drops to the ground.
Face mask and fall down.
Ran out of bounds, you know, anything.
That's why it's awkward at the combine when you watch that. It's like... They're just running drills. Some dude drops one. It's like, well, he's done.
And they're quick. Bad drop. Like, dude, he has caught, and you're right, dude has caught 89 passes all over the field. He drops one. Like, his stock went down. Like, jeez.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
But isn't that always the thing? You're sitting on a couch eating a slice of pizza, a chicken wing. Yeah, that guy sucks.
I know. Like, we have the time to make the comment.
Give me another beer and some ranch.
I think you're taking a 20-year-old.
Yeah. Field goal kicker's
awful. What is his upside?
And we all do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can't believe they picked this guy. This guy sucks.
I saw that cat on the internet. He's a better keeper than this guy.
I know. I like when people say, I could do that for that much money. Mm-hmm. No, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. No, you couldn't.
Instead of fixing a broken taillight on his vehicle, a driver in Longmont, Colorado, got creative. Police released a photo showing what the driver did. The driver duct taped a red Gatorade bottle where the taillight should be. Police say that while they appreciate the ingenuity, they say the solution is not a legitimate one and encourage other drivers not to take the same action. Working taillights prevent accidents, according to the police department. But honest to God, if you look at the way that this guy did this with a Gatorade bottle, he did a pretty good job.
And look, I don't care who you are. We've had a bunch of people call today to tell us about their mechanical prowess with the car. Hey, man, I'm rebuilding an engine, all this kind of stuff, transmission, and that's impressive. But again, I don't like Legos, out of my realm. But most of the vehicular DIY I am familiar with in my life would rank with the Gatorade bottle. It involved screwdrivers, bungee cords, duct tape, and instructions to your front to your car. Hey, man, don't roll down the back window. Other things, if you're going to roll up the window, you had to take a pair of pliers to do it. And it's like, look, good enough.
Yeah.
But you, car repairs.
Duct tape was huge in my family.
You take the initiative to actually to try to do things and then pull it off. Like,
what?
I don't want to say, Ted, did you make your own coffee table?
No.
You didn't?
No.
Did you? Didn't you make a table? Like with a big slab of wood and stuff like that?
No, I purchased the wood and told the people I bought the wood from, hey.
Oh, I thought you made the whole table yourself.
Listen, and look, I'm going to tell you how lazy I am, okay? So
all you had to do was put the legs on it.
Yeah, it hasn't happened yet. It is.
It's just like my grill. You haven't put your grill together?
No.
You haven't put your grill together and you haven't shaved your bag?
No. What's you hairy, hungry son of a bitch.
Ted bought a grill 3 weeks.
And you got the propane delivered.
It was like 2 weeks ago? Three weeks ago?
We'll call two.
Okay, I get a grill Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's a full propane. Ted has one where it's the canisters of propane, so it's a smaller deal he can fit. We're going to see who can put their grill together completely first.
We already know, you. Yeah, I mean, even Ted would be like, put your money on Robin.
Don't you just have to screw on the legs?
There's washers and stuff involved and charts. It's 3 pages of charts.
Just go through step one and then do that.
Yeah.
Do you do the thing where you flip through all the instructions to see where it's going to get hairy? You know, my father's one of those people, you give him the instructions, one, he doesn't need them. But if he did, he just goes page by page. He does not anticipate how bad things might get. I can't help but look ahead and say, I don't want to do this. Because I'm going to get to this part, and I just don't want to do it. But to be fair with the dining room table, now, we got it about a year and a half ago. They constructed this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful thing, but it needs to be finished. Because it is, in fact, a dining room table. That's the part that just has not happened.
Yeah.
Right? You got to sand it down a little bit. And here's the difference. Apparently, the way this thing needs to be approached, it has to be sanded 3 separate times with different grit. And once you say that, and look, I know it's probably easy, but once you say things like, more than one Sandy, I've checked out. I'm doing the meow mix theme in my head, like meow, 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 meow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. It's not just the legs. There's handles. Yeah, you got to get the gas.
But here's thing the difference. There. I have a dining room table. This is a new one that's in the garage, so it's not like we just eat on the floor. You don't have a grill working, Ted.
I do not.
I mean, if you had another grill, I'd be like, take time.
I'll come over and put the grill together. I mean, it'll probably take me, what, a half an hour, you think, at the most?
To put the legs on the
grill? I mean, to me, it looks like it would take at least a couple hours.
All right. I mean,
what about IKEA stuff? Are you any good with IKEA stuff?
I mean, Mike can attest. Years ago, he helped me put together a couch, which mainly involved me looking at him. I got to rip it off some cash.
Okay. Well, where does the disconnect? Just having to read the instructions or having to actually
do it? I don't know. I sat down to do it the other day on a Zoom call with a buddy, and then, you know, had another beer, and I was like, yeah, I'll get to it later. And then, I mean, it's the same thing with shaving the back. Like, I'm going to do that tonight.
Right.
And, you know, you do something, you talk to somebody, if you tape a podcast, there's no time for this.
And I don't feel like IKEA gives really full explanations of what they're expecting you to do. And with IKEA, every time they show the mock-up of the person doing what you're supposed to be doing, they're smiling. That's how I already know it's wrong. Mm-hmm. They should be cursing because that's what you do when you do IKEA.
But IKEA is around the world, so you can't do language.
I love the idea of IKEA. I enjoy their stuff. I hate putting it together, but the one thing I hate putting together from IKEA more than anything, and I will not buy this product from them ever again just because of dressers.
Yeah.
Because, dude, first of all, you know, as you're pulling the parts out of the box, I'm like, how many goddamn parts are there to address? Because to me, there should be like, you know, 9 parts. There's like 40 in the box, and then the rails that go on the side for the drawer. I can't explain it, but Miles, like you were saying, pulling the silverware out of the dishwasher, there's something about putting the rails inside of my IKEA dresser that seriously makes me homicide.
Oh my God.
I mean, yeah. Seriously, like, yeah, I bad thoughts together, go through my head. Like, I'm going to kick a puppy.
I helped somebody put together a couch like 2 months ago, but it was literally me and my buddy, and he said, all right, do this, 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 do that, do that, do that.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people.
Dude, yeah, if you do that,
for construction products.
My worst do it yourself failure, all right? I redid a basement. And I did half of the basement. So half of the basement was your standard concrete. The other half...
Is that the plan, or did you run out of material?
No, the plan was to leave half of it open, because just the way the staircase came down, it was a natural break. So okay. If you went to the right, went through a door, now you're in a bedroom. I had a full bath in there with a shower and everything. Yeah. And I built a closet. This is the one that flooded. I had to drag all the carpet out, trust me. So I built this closet in the corner. And there's no real need to have a closet in here, because it's a giant room with, you know, it's a square. You know what I mean?
Did you just put the closet in because you wanted to have a closet?
I wanted to have a closet in there for one reason and for one reason only. And that was because I'd always wanted to grow pot in a closet. All right.
So you added a closet to your bedroom.
Because I had friends that could do it. You know what I mean? I had friends that could help me out.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And so I had one guy I knew that he could maybe kind of help me out a little bit. He never really got involved. Either way, I decided to take some of his advice. And basically what I have in this closet is a completely mirrored closet. All right. There is aluminum foil on the floor,
sure,
kind of thing. I've got like a
your standard drug operation.
Yeah, that's correct. I've got 4 plants in here, and I'm doing this for the first time, and I have no goddamn idea what I'm doing. All I know is if I take a little bit of time and read a little bit, maybe I too could grow weed. And at the time when you would get information on it, it was like, look, you like the basics of gardening, outdoor or indoor, how you do this, you know, all this sphagnum peat moss, sand.
Because there was nothing online.
Hydroponics.
Right. Like, keep that in mind. And it's word of mouth.
All right, yeah. So I get in this situation where I start this out, and lo and behold, the weed is growing. And
all right.
Like, oh, man. And then I get to the point where I identify a male plant and get rid of that bad boy.
Was like it the penis?
The male plant is the one that makes all the seeds and ruins your weed, right? So I get rid of that bad boy. Now the plants are growing. I've got them on a timer system. I've got them cyclically so that they react to as if an imaginary sun was coming. So basically I've got, let's say, 18 hours on of light and then, you know, 6 hours of darkness. And then I wind this all the way down.
Where are these plants living?
They're living in a closet in my garage, in my basement that I created just so I could grow this weed.
That's very northwest. I'm just saying
I've got everything on a timer, then you break it down and you go 12, 12, 12 on, 12 off. This was the old way of doing it as far as I was learning at the time. These plants are booming. Right. I've got everything going right? I take a 4-day weekend. I'm pretty sure that a thunderstorm came out on a Thursday night. Like, if I left on Thursday afternoon, the thunderstorm happened on Thursday night. Tripped a breaker. So when I walk into my home after 4 days, because these were real close. They were starting to bud, right? These
all
plants,
right.
Okay? I walk in to my kitchen, which is where I came in, and I look, and my microwave and my oven are blinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing I thought was, oh, my God, oh, my God. And I run downstairs, and I also had a water pump on this thing, you know, like an aquarium pump for the to feed, you know, the water, right. The nutrients, all that stuff. I go downstairs. This thing is completely shut down. I open up the closet. It is completely dark. The plants have basically fallen over from their 3.5 feet height. I had trimmed them. I had watered them. I had touched them. I had cared for them.
Saved them.
And one frickin' thunderstorm either tripped that breaker or died out for 2 or 3 hours and ruined probably 2.5 months. And I was so pissed off. And so then I go to my buddy, all right, who is maybe going to try to help me out or whatever. Like, what? All right, how do I avoid this?
We can rescue him.
Yeah. He has an entire bottom of a building filled with air conditioning units, fans, like cheesecloth over the things, man. I'm just like, oh, my God, I'm just buying it from you.
Right, like, I'm done. Like,
look, you know what I mean? Like, some people could do certain stuff, some people can't. And I put all that time and effort into it. And I tried to kind of dry out the drooped over, you know.
Sure.
It was just absolute. It was devastating.
What's funny about that, man, is I never tried to grow weed myself. And at the time, weed was heavily frowned upon on the East Coast, all right? So,
well, that's why I was trying to grow it, because I couldn't buy it.
Sure. So,
I just wanted a regular stash of weed.
But you always got seeds when you bought weed. And me and a buddy of mine, and my buddy, he was an awesome guy, but kind of conservative to the point where his wife doesn't know that he smokes weed, but we go outside and smoke in his backyard. She doesn't know. Or maybe she does. I don't care. Not my problem. Not my wife. So we would smoke, but we would, you know, you would sit down for 10 minutes and we'd separate the seeds. And he's paranoid. Said he's very conservative, if this would reflect poorly on his job, all this crap. And anyway, we would always just brush the seeds off the back table. He calls me like 3 months later. He's like, man, it's like, I am growing weed all over my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
And between the cracks in the sidewalk.
The bricks.
He's like, what do I do? I said, let them grow. Just let the things grow.
That's where all the sand and the silt falls in. It's perfect
soil
for that. It
was great.
Yep.
Apparently, if you want to grow weed, throw a seed in the sidewalk crack, and man, throws like wildfire.
Don't do it in the closet. What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
For Megan Glasscock of Pensacola, Florida, a recent national toilet paper shortage inspired her to install a bidet with her mother. I read the instructions. I said, 20 minutes, this will be a breeze, just like that grill, Ted. Mind you, Megan knows nothing about plumbing, says her mother. Pear knew enough, though, to turn the water to the toilet off before getting started.
Good
after
start.
Hours of struggling to install the bidet, which included a trip to the hardware store for a part, they called it quits for the night. They turned in the water back on. That's when the nightmare began, according to Megan. The bathroom started flooding, and now this time the water would not turn off. Cheryl rushed outside to cut off the main water supply to the house, but in the dark, she couldn't find the valve. She reached down and started turning a wheel. That's when water began bubbling up from the ground. Now both the bathroom and the yard were flooding. Water was everywhere. Buckets were no match. Eventually, the local water company arrived. They were dumbstruck at the destruction they found. They pumped the yard, replaced the water meter that Cheryl had destroyed when she somehow disconnected the water meter from the water line.
Jesus.
After the mess was cleaned up and tears were dried, mother and daughter installed the bidet,
this time following instructions on YouTube.
Yeah.
Our question, what did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
That's why I don't mess with plumbing.
Oh, God,
no. It's just, it's that easy, man. Hello, Scott. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Hola.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, Scott. How you doing, man?
Real good, man.
Okay.
Real good.
What did you attempt?
So, I was like 16 or 17 and went inside Lowe's and I wanted to make a bong for me and my buddies to smoke out of. So we went into the plumbing section and started making one out of a bunch of sections of black pipe, screwing all these things together. And then one of the Lowe's employees came up and she goes, "What are you guys doing?" And I was like, "Nothing, just putting parts together for a sink." And she was like, "Yeah, right." And so she took it and she goes, "I think it's time for you guys to leave the store."
What difference does it make to her what you're going to do with it?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if she thought that we were trying to steal stuff because we did look like a couple young punk kids. I mean, I'm 35 now. Looking back at the way I looked when I was 16 or 17, I might have thought I was a little suspicious.
You know, though, man, I've seen a lot of makeshift devices made out of either copper pipe before.
Absolutely.
We had a thing in the studio that we hid underneath the console. The boss gave it to us, but we just didn't want it in public view, and it was called the Yellow Submarine, and someone had actually replicated, to their best knowledge, what the front of the Beatles album looks like and made this incredible bong out of copper plumbing. It was probably about 8 pounds. I kid you not, this thing was the heaviest thing in the world. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't clean it because it looked like some kind of crazy French horn. You know what I mean? Tubes going everywhere and everything else. But, I mean, it's still, to this day, one of the coolest smoking devices that I've ever seen anyone make from hand.
I do feel like the world of weed, there's a lot of do-it-yourselfers. Because if you all you need is the weed and an incendiary device, and then anything else around you gets converted into your pipe, man. Like I said, we've smoked out of apples, carrots. We tried a cucumber. Cucumber's too wet inside. It doesn't work.
I've seen one made of fiberglass, basically, with a fiberglass base, and then a conduit for the bong. And, you know, it's more power to you because...
I'd say, man, yeah, bong making. Actually, I got a very ornate bong for my birthday recently. I have not smoked out of it yet, but... Yeah, this thing, I mean, it's so sculptural.
That you don't want to smoke out of it and ruin it.
Right, like, man, my little crappy, I almost cussed there, my little crappy green one downstairs, that one's fine, it's dirty, it just looks like a vase, right? No big deal. But this new one, I'm like, because I get the, have you smoked out of it yet? I'm like, well, no, man, I didn't even want to get this thing dirty. This is a gorgeous freaking piece.
What did you attempt to make or do for yourself, and how did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jeb. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, guys. So I didn't really make it for myself. I guess you could say that. So I made a move on a girl.
Okay.
So I'm 16, and the school kind of near us had a bunch of foreign exchange students from Spain. So I don't know your experience with Spanish girls, but man, you know?
No, I don't know. I really don't know.
Is that a good man or a bad man?
Well, around here, it's kind of a country area, so if you added up all the teeth in our town, you'd probably get a full set.
All right.
But, yeah.
So,
I'm 16. I'm chatting away with one of them, and barely any English really spoken out of her. She's absolutely gorgeous, and she says, and I was like, yeah, John.
What?
Oh, wait, you broke up. We didn't hear you. What did you say? You said what to her now?
Oh, so she asked me if I drove, and I was like, yeah, I drive. And so I got a 95 Yoda pickup, stick shift, 5-speed, but she's like, let me drive. She said, I drive trucks. Let me drive truck. So I said, all right. I said, have you ever drove stick before? And she said, yeah. So I let her in. We're at Aldi's. I don't know if you have Aldi's up there.
Yeah.
Grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're up at Aldi's hanging out with some friends. She gets in, cranks it. Next thing I know, she dropped the clutch and I couldn't do anything to stop it. And she goes into Aldi's.
Oh, no. Damn.
Yeah, good times. What did you attempt to make or do for yourself? How did that work out? 844-999-OLA.
OLA. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.